Good evening, friends, or morning, or whatever time it is where you are. I decided to do a questionnaire, because why not? I needed something to figure out how to use Audacity with. So let's just jump into it. I found this wonderful questionnaire by, I think it's Marcella Hattrick. I'll link it in the description. It's cute. It's just a chatty little questionnaire. So let's get chatty. First question is, what is something weirdly specific that you're good at? I have to say, it's got to be making paper cranes. Specifically, origami paper cranes. I love origami. And that was one of the first designs that I actually tried to make and actually got good at. I vividly remember being in a Girl Scout meeting with a bunch of fancy origami paper. And I had this, it's called foil paper. So it's like a metallic foil on one side, and the other side's just like a regular paper. So when you put the two, when you fold the paper in half and the two foil sides touch each other, it kind of sticks to itself. And it was a pain in the butt. So I vividly remember making paper cranes and folding the paper one specific way where those two foil pieces or the two sides of the foil sheet would touch each other and be a pain in the ass. So because of that one specific Girl Scout meeting and that one specific paper, I will never forget how to fold paper cranes and which fold goes in which direction. Second question, what's the scariest thing about you? I had to think about this for so long because I don't find myself a scary person, but also I am inside my brain. So I don't know what other people would think of as scary, but I do know that I have made some people uncomfortable with prolonged eye contact. I don't generally have an issue making eye contact or holding eye contact. So I think if you asked around my friend group, that would probably be a scary thing that comes up. I will stare you in the eyes while you talk, and I will stare you down. Sometimes I have to remind myself to break eye contact. So let's move on. So the next two questions kind of go together. Something about myself that I think would surprise you is that I am a fire spinner and I'm a fire breather. So the thing is that I'm not that good at spinning props. But I love to do it. The next question, what's something you love to do even though you're bad at it? So I love to spin fire props. It's so much fun. My main prop is a contact staff. A contact staff is basically a very long pole with two wicks at the end. The wicks are weighted, so it's a very tall pole. Mine is probably just about 5 feet, maybe just under, maybe 4'11". Ends are weighted, ends have wicks on them, and it has a very defined balance point in the middle. So the deal with contact staff is that you need to manipulate the staff without grasping it in your hands. So you're using the balance, you're manipulating it, you're doing all sorts of like wrapping it around your arm or bouncing it off your elbow. It's a lot of using your joints and like the bends in your arms and the crick of your neck and your shoulders to really get it going and do some fun stuff. So I love spinning contact staff so much. It's so much fun, but I'm not the best at it. I'm okay, but I'm not the best at it. One thing I'm good at though is fire breathing. That's just a riot, absolute riot. I learned from some friends who happen to also be professionals at a like a festival kind of setting. Yeah, it's super fun. I really enjoy it. Next question. What's your favorite insult? On my sheet here, my wonderful little sheet, all I wrote in all caps is asshat. That is my absolute favorite insult. It's so stupid. It's just those compound insults, like asshat, like dick bag, they just make me laugh so hard. And that's an insult that can also make me laugh is it's just going to take the cake. Next question. What's your favorite thing to do when you want to let your mind wander for a bit, but not too far? I love to take my old film camera out and go for a walk and take pictures of anything, really. My dad gave me his old film camera. It's a Minolta. That's all I remember because it's on the other side of the apartment. It takes 35 millimeter film. It's just so soothing to have that mechanical action. You know, you prep the film, you hit the button, it makes that wonderful shutter sound. It's just so fun. It's a manual focus. I really like the manual focus part because it gives you an excuse to stand in front of a beautiful bush of flowers and stare through your camera and fiddle with the focus until you get it just right. Then you hit the shutter and it makes that snap noise and you crank the lever back and you're ready for the next one. It's a really, really soothing thing. So if I'm ever really worked up and kind of anxious or I just want to think about stuff, I'll grab the camera and go out. Next, what's a silly superstition that you find yourself following or putting stock in? Okay, I don't know how many other people do this, but my mom was raised in a very Italian house. So if she's cooking and she has extra salt, she'll always throw it over her left shoulder. I think the concept is to blind the devil standing behind you. So whenever I have extra salt, I'll always just chuck it over my left shoulder. Doesn't matter who's standing there. Doesn't matter where I am. Just chuck it. I've definitely nailed somebody with salt before. But hey, they didn't say anything. It's just salt. Question number 8. Be honest, how many memes are saved on your phone? Okay, so I don't save memes on my phone, but I do love me a good meme. So when I worked at a 3D printing company, I had a bunch of friends there, and we would basically shitpost in Slack all day. So one of them found this, I think it was a GoFundMe page for a cat named Critter. Critter was an enormous, gigantic, morbidly obese cat. And the GoFundMe was asking for, it was like $13,000 to build a catio, a cat patio, like an enclosed outdoor space so that Critter could go hang out outside and presumably lose some weight. Well, I laughed so hard at these pictures of this morbidly obese cat that I made a lithopane of one. And that's basically just like a 3D version of a photograph. So if you hold it up to the light, you can see the photograph. So I have this physical 3D printed copy of a meme. In lieu of saving it on my phone, I wanted to immortalize Critter and his just itty bitty pinhead in 3D printed resin. So he's here. He's coming with me no matter where I go. Such a champ. All right, next question. What do you do when you get angry? When I get angry, and I don't get angry often, I'm one of those people who gets quiet. If I'm super angry, I'll start to shake. I get petty as hell. In my last job, I had a really shitty manager. So there were so many occasions where something horrible happened and I got just furious. And I would spend, an hour drafting an email to whoever it needed to go to. And I would edit the email and just stew over it for an hour. And at the end of that hour, I would have a perfectly crafted, petty, but like professionally petty email that I would send to whoever needed to hear it. I don't get angry often, but email writing when I'm angry is one of my strong suits. It's a weird one. Next question. What's one thing you can't stand to have someone do to you? I also had to think about this. I don't know. I'm kind of hard to, I want to say I'm unflappable, but that's not necessarily true. It's hard to get me riled up. But I have to say, whenever someone ignores when I say no or when I say stop, that instantly puts me in a bad mood. It just gets me ready to rip some heads off. Next question. What's your favorite scent to wear? Ooh, oh my God. So, I love indie perfumes. I love independent perfume companies. They make some of the most fascinating scents ever. So, my two favorites are both from a perfume company called 1692. They make a ridiculous amount of scents. There are so many in their catalog. And two of them that they keep bringing back are Supercell, which smells like ozone and busted up grass and wet dirt and like pavement. It's supposed to smell like the air after a really intense thunderstorm. And it does, and I love it. And then the other one from 1692 is called Bela Lugosi's Dead. It's a funny title, but it smells like fire. It smells like a little bit of incense, a little bit of sweet clove. It's just intoxicating. It's my absolute favorite scent, right up there with Supercell. They're both so interesting and different, and I just adore them. Second part of the question is, what about on someone you're attracted to? Honestly, anything. Any scent. I like scents. So, honestly, if my partner smells like anything, I'll wind up associating that scent with them. And it's just gonna have a good place in my brain. If I had to pick, I would say something with a little bit of incense in it, something a little heady, something spicy, but not like cloyingly sweet, you know? That's the general category of scents I enjoy anyways. All right. Looks like I did skip a question. And it's, what's the first non-physical thing people notice about you? Honestly, I started saying y'all as a joke in high school. I did not grow up in the South. But now I cannot stop saying y'all. And it's such a perfect word. It fits a gap in my vocabulary. You can address a whole group of people with gender-neutral term. It's so good. And it's fun. I love talking to y'all. It just fits. Next up, what's something you've learned about yourself through your GWA experience? Honestly, that I can do it. I didn't think I could, but I made my first recording and I was like, huh, that's honestly not as atrocious as I thought I could do. Just realizing that I can actually do what you guys are doing. It's really exciting, and I'm excited to kind of branch out and learn more and get better. Another thing, I didn't know that people liked the whole mommy thing. I had no idea. Somebody commented, or somebody private messaged me and said that I gave off mommy vibes. And I looked at it for a second and I was like, well, I'm always like the mom friend. My friend group, I guess. And, you know, I think I'm kind of flattered. I think that's kind of cool. So that was possibly the biggest compliment I ever received yet. Next question. Do you have an item that you absolutely must buy every time you see it, even if you already have it at home? So I like cosmetics. I like makeup. Specifically, I like lip pencils. If I can find a lip pencil that is under $5, there is absolutely no way I am leaving that store without it. Lip pencils are so convenient. At best, they'll be something that goes on creamy, that doesn't move, that just looks fabulous and stays put as long as you need it. And at worst, it's just like an itty-bitty, teeny-tiny pencil full of lipstick. Neither of those is a bad result. I have gotten pretty shit lip pencils before, but they're few and far between. It seems to be kind of a hard thing to fuck up. So yeah, if I see a lip pencil that is under $5 and that's in a color I actually like, you goddamn right I'm gonna buy it. All right, tell us about the best cup of tea you've ever had. I used to work in a coffee shop and I tried a whole bunch of teas. And my absolute favorite tea is called Lapsang Souchong. It's a Chinese tea, I believe, black tea, and it smells like a campfire. at some point in the process, it's like it's smoked, or there's smoke used in the processing of it. It's so good. It is absolutely my favorite. It seems to be pretty polarizing too. People either adore it and love it like I do, or it is the worst thing they have ever tried and they absolutely hate it. So I'm very much in the love it camp for that. It's just so good. You don't even need to add, you don't need milk, you don't need honey. It is good with honey. White sugar is like, it's fine in Lapsang Souchong. At least honey adds character. So yeah, favorite tea by a mile. All right, we're getting there. We're getting there, friends. My voice is cracking. I'm not used to talking this much. I'm not sure how long this recording is. But yeah, we're almost done. We're on question 16 out of 18. So 16, tell us about the last good dream you had. I haven't had very many good dreams. I'm in kind of a stressful situation life-wise, IRL right now. So most of my dreams are like, you're in a maze and you have to get out. Yada yada. The building is falling down and you have to get out. But in one of those dreams last night, for some reason, my brain worked in this one specific lip balm from Glossier that I kept seeing on Instagram. So today, when I woke up, I was like, I had a shit night's sleep. I'm so frustrated. I'm gonna buy that goddamn lip balm. So today, I spent $18 on a sweet fit. No, it's called Wild Fig lip balm from Glossier. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm very excited. I think it's gonna be awesome. I hope that it's awesome. Oh, I hope. I'm on a quest to find a dupe for this lip mask that a company called Bite made. It's essentially just a really, really thick lip balm that comes in a tube. So Bite, this company, made this awesome agave lip balm, lip mask. Loved it. Game changer. It made my lips feel so hydrated. It tasted sweet. It tasted good. It was so effective. It was nice. It was glossy. And then the company was like, fuck you. We're going to discontinue our award-winning lipstick line and reformulate everything in our range just to make it vegan, just so it'll be trendier. The lip mask had lanolin in it, which is probably why it was so effective. So they reformulated it. All the reviews said it sucks. So I went and, I don't want to call it impulse bought, but I like stocked up on old stock from other like retailers, of that original formula. So I have, I think it was 5 tubes left. So I'm set for like 2 years. Each tube lasts about 6 months, but I'm on a quest to find a lip balm that works just as well as that one. So I can kind of slot it in after those original Bite lip masks are done with. And this Glossier one was on my short list of things to try. And I didn't want to try it because it's like, I think it's like $12 or $14. And then I have to pay shipping because I don't want to buy more than $30 to get the free shipping. So yeah, after shipping, it came out to, I think, 18 and change. So today, after having a shit night of sleep with an escape dream, I decided to treat myself by spending $18 on a fig-scented lip balm. Honestly, not a bad result. I think it's a wash. I'll call it a wash. I am very excited for that lip mask. Or lip... Oh, fucking stuff in a tube. The tube stuff for the face. I'm very excited. Question 17. What's something you love to have done to or for you, but you hate to ask it? Back massages? Fuck me up. Oh my god. Back massages, shoulder massages, neck massages, and the choice, forearm massages. Oh my god. If somebody will like just kind of hang out and massage my forearm, I just melt. I turn into a puddle. I do not exist anymore. I almost gave myself carpal tunnel when I was first in college. So I have to be very kind of careful about how I hold my wrists when I type, about stretching my wrists, about, you know, rolling everything out and cracking them. So it just feels so unbelievably good whenever I, even if I do it myself, just like squeeze my forearm and really work my fingers in between the bones. It feels so fucking good. And I always hate to ask people because it's like, how do you ask someone for a massage? Let alone like a non-standard part of your body. It's like, I can see asking someone for a shoulder massage. That's classic. It's easy. Whatever. But if you like shove your arm in someone's face and say, here, rub my forearm for me real quick. I don't know. I just never want to ask. It feels so, I don't know. It feels weird. I'm getting better about it though. And then the last one, sing a line or two from the last song that got stuck in your head. I was trying to figure out which song I should go to. I love music, but one of my go-tos that just keeps going through my head no matter what I do is, I think it's called Sway. Michael Bublé did a cover of it. And it's just so good. It's so catchy. And the bit that always goes through my head is, when marimba rhythms start to sway, bend with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. So, that is this wonderful questionnaire by Marcella Hatrick. I'll link it. It'll be great. I hope this wasn't too monotone and boring. I'm trying to be quiet. My roommate is currently asleep. I'm sitting in a kitchen. My cat is staring under the stove, trying to catch a mouse that keeps popping its little head out. Yeah, and I didn't warm up. So hope it's not too monotone. I hope this was interesting, and I hope you have a great night.